Well, I found a hidden gem in the bookstore, and it's called 5 Minutes with Vito. And if you do any selling at all, this is something you need to pay attention to. In fact, I've got the co-author, Dave Mattson, on the phone with me. And Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Wayne. Pleasure to be here.
Dave, I'm new to hearing about Vito, but Vito's been around for a while. Tell us who Vito is.
Well, Vito stands for Very Important Top Officer. So from a sales perspective, we've known Vito for an awful long time. The brainchild of Vito came from Tony Perinello, who has written many books about Vito since the mid-80s, and he's been done phenomenally well, sold over 1 million copies in the bookstores, because people want to know, how do you get in front of top important officers, and how do they think?
Yeah, and so how do most people do this? They go through starting at the secretary?
Well, I think the people who don't know the veto process, what they tend to do is try to bypass the personal assistant of the chief executive, which, of course, upsets them. You know, if you think about that person, and we'll call them Tommy for a second, they know everybody. They know what's going on in that organization, but most people try to, sneak around them, do these sorts of things. And then when they get this veto on the line, they try to dictate the time and really just, hey, I'm glad I got you, Wayne, so, hey, let me take an hour to describe what I sell to you,
yeah.
And you've got about 3 to 5 minutes.
Okay, now in this day and age, why is it important to get to the veto?
Well, think about the economic times for a second, right? So if you're in any organization, you've probably got the letter or you're waiting for the letter from higher up the organization that says, hey, look, we're going to start to do a wait and see posturing. Let's start tighten the belt. But who doesn't have the budget in an organization? Well, it's veto. So if you think about where we are economically, if you're calling too low in the organizational ladder, you're going to get the wait and see response when you spent a lot of time in the sales process. But if you're calling on the chief executives, the vetoes of that organization who see the vision, they can create the budgets because they're also looking for how do I make money? Number two is how do I save money, and then increasing efficiency and effectiveness. So that's their vision. You want to start there because they've already sent the letter to the rest of the organization, Wayne, that says, hey, don't spend any money on stuff that we shouldn't be investing in.
So how do you get to veto?
Well, there's a lot of different ways. I mean, we certainly can make a phone call to Vito, and we show that in the book, 5 Minutes with Vito. We've got a whole letter campaign to get there and some phone calls, so you leave a series of messages. But the boils down to, regardless, it's, hey, you've got to hook their imagination. So people in Vito say, that's interesting. I want to learn more about that. They don't really want to hear, Wayne, a lot of dissertation about your organization. They want to know, how can I make money? How do I save money? Or how do I increase my effectiveness or efficiency, as I said before? So those are the major hooks for Vito. But there's a whole letter campaign and a whole voicemail campaign that we share with the readers. It's
Dave,
pretty cool.
I'm thinking that system is perfect for just about everybody in this day and age.
It really is. No matter if you're calling on a small entrepreneur or if you're calling on a Fortune 100, if you think about it, they're all people at the end of the day, and people buy from people who they like and they respect and who are like themselves. So if you put the veto mindset on as a salesperson yourself, as you call onto the veto, boy, I got to tell you, much like my golf game, which I talk myself in and out of every day, Wayne, it's the same thing. It's that personal presence that I think we bring to the table in this book. It's just not tactics and strategies of how to get there. It's how to think and how to position what you do properly.
I'm always amazed when I have executives on the show on how they get so much done. Because I look at my life and how much I have to accomplish in a day. And I just admire that here you are, you wrote the book, you're working with the Sandler Selling organization, and then, of course, you're still taking care of your personal life and golfing. How in the heck do you keep yourself sane?
Well, we're all juggling the balls, right?
Yeah.
We just did with our organization, a huge fundraiser yesterday with the PGA golfers. So, we just, if you know what you're doing and if you can cut through the smoke, as I say, and just go to the heart of the matter and, have those meaningful conversations with everyone that you touch, I think then they leave with clarity, as you do, with some very actionable next steps. And that's the key. How do you keep the process moving? So every time you touch somebody internally of your organization or externally, We all feel good about it. We all know where we are, and we all know where we're heading. And that's really the key, because as you said, you know, in 27 countries now, and we've got 250 training centers worldwide, there's a lot of things to do, but these guys do the brunt of the work, and that's awesome because they're really good at what they do.
Okay, and so you personally are able to continue growing, and I imagine this is something you do. Do you listen to tapes or listen to audios, read books?
I do. You know, for me, I am a constant student, so I read tons of books. You know, and it's interesting because my wife every night will be reading, you know, whatever her book is for the week, and she's an avid reader, and I'm over there reading, you know, Harvard Business Journal, The Economist. I'm reading sales books. I'm reading management books. I just can't get enough of that stuff because, you know, and I know David Sandler is not the one who invented this phrase, but he passed it on to me when I worked with him so closely. He said, David, people will study to get to greatness and then they stop. And that's your opportunity for you to keep practicing, keep rehearsing, keep learning, and you will be the best that you can be in your industry. Because everybody tends to give up in that somewhere in that 3 to 5 year range of their own personal learning. And you should take advantage of that and never stop. And it was the greatest advice he ever gave me.
That's fantastic advice. What's your final words of wisdom for us?
Hey, you know, I think in today's economy, don't be paralyzed. Pick up the phone, you know, make that initial contact and let what you've done for the last, you know, X amount of years of your experience take over. But don't be paralyzed. Step up to the plate and just do more in today's economy and you'll do fine. You'll survive.
Terrific advice. Dave Mattson, thank you very much for being on the show. The new book is called 5 Minutes with Vito. Which website should they go to get more information?
Well, they can go to any of the bookstores, but if they want to go to a website which is called www.5minuteswithvito.com, they'll actually have a buy site. And we'll actually, for people that are going to that site, Wayne, what we'll do is also give them a 90-day access to all of our audio files of the tactics and strategies that Tony has put together along with myself.
Wow.
So you get two birds with one stone. It's pretty good.
Okay. I'm going there right now. Thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks for having me, Wayne.